90% of the people do not have access to clean cooking energy. Even the rich people do not use gas because gas is expensive. There's no electricity. You can be cooking. I'm even afraid right now because we might be doing this thing, then the power goes off. And if it goes off, there's no electricity and there's no Wi-Fi for me to be talking with you. My name is Alhaji Siraj Bah. So my full name is Alhaji Ahmad Siraj Bah. I was born in in Kono District, Sierra Leone, West Africa. I'm the founder of a company called Roxal Trading. Now we call it Roxal Groups because we are doing various stuff right now at the moment. So
it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, you guys are in for a treat. You know when I love to be able to salute that flag behind me. You guys see it to me, whether it's to the left or the right. But I have an entrepreneur from the country of Sierra Leone. You see, I'm in full effect, and Elijah has created something that has got him worldwide attention. If I told you he was a fellow at Harvard, I couldn't stop there. If I told you he was a fellow at the UN, you can't stop there. If I told you he was a fellow at Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the best is yet to come for him, and he's just getting started. He's just getting started because he's not a small Peking. He's a big man, but he's still young enough. He's still young enough to grow for decades and decades. And his company, you guys, I'm putting links in the description of an interview that he did that has over 21 million views. You guys can go check that out because we're going to have a different conversation. I'm not going to repeat anything that he's been doing this a while, he said. So we're going to get into the thick of it, what the present and the future is for his company. Elijah, welcome to the show. How are you doing, my bro?
I'm doing good, bro. Thank you very much for having me and giving me the opportunity to share my story, my journey to millions of people out there, and I'm happy to be doing it with you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for doing it. I love highlighting the positive because you know a lot of times when Sierra Leone is in the media or talked about, it's negative, even if it's other Sierra Leoneans talking about, their own country. And that's the difference between, if your country is looked at, how it's the image is perceived. But where you are now, you're doing you're taking coconut, you guys, if you don't know. He's taking coconut, recycling it, and putting it into making it briquettes. There's so much you can do to fuel your fire. Yeah, that's a play on words, y'all, and it was intended to fuel your fire, but he's recycling, and it all became out of pain. And again, he has a great interview. I want you guys to look in the description, but let's start right here. Where you are right now, and you're doing so much, have you got to the point where you think like, it's the Michael Jackson effect, where you're the Kanye effect for this generation, where you're like, you know what? I'm the guy. You guys need to, nominate me for everything that you have. I have more ideas. Where are you in your entrepreneurship, and how do you keep yourself humble? Because it's so hard to, have an inflated ego.
Basically, when it comes to ego, I'm a very cool guy because I understand, I came from nothing and I'm still nobody, right? I just see myself as nobody. I look at it in a very funny way because you can be somebody today and tomorrow you're no one. You can be today nobody and be somebody tomorrow. Because I started my company back in January 2018. I struggled for from January to October, and I was able to win the Anzisha Prize in South Africa, and an award that helped me to raise $15,000. At that time, it was a turning point for me. It was crazy. Like, I've never had $5,000 or $4,000, and I got like $15,000, and I was like, hey, I've made it, in America, $15,000 is nothing. Maybe to a lot of people, it's something to a lot of people also. But in Africa, $15,000 is a lot of money for most of the people in Africa. So the journey's been so crazy. It's been bumpy. It's been rough. It's been crazy. We've had some good time, and we're making baby steps. We started with just so basically, I did not start with producing bio briquette because I had no money. All I had was $16 in January. That was the 2nd of January back in 2018. I had like $16, and I was like, what? I've been living on the street for so long, and I need to start something. I need to be a change maker. I don't want to be like these guys taking kush, taking all sort of stuff, smoking weed, that this and that. And I came from like 450 kilometers away from Freetown City. Even coming to Freetown was like a dream come true for me, not to talk about going to Harvard University. The day I called my mom and I was like, Mom, I got an invitation to go to Harvard as a finalist for the African Business Conference NBC Award competition. She was like, I know you're doing great. Yeah, but are you okay? You sure you're okay? Are you saying the right thing? Is this not fraud? Are you sure you're saying the right thing?
What, you know what? But most times when you tell your family about your business, especially the progress, they can't support you, or they're not able to support you in the way that you think that people would. You know, all the people that you're hiring now in your businesses, and you guys, he was talking about, you know, humble beginnings, but I want you guys to look at his shirt. That shirt says it all. And that's a black-owned brand, as far as I know. But we, you know, I'll just leave it at that. I'll let them do their research. I know I don't want people coming up to you bothering you more than they are. But you guys know he probably got the shirt in Paris because he's been to Paris, he's been to Portugal, he's been around the world. You know, he
Yeah, actually, I got it in Paris. I got it in Paris a few months ago. I was on my way from America to Sierra Leone, and I had to stop by in Paris for a few months because back in time I won the Total Award. So I'm kind of connected with TotalEnergies. So I won 2019. I won the Total Startup competition for Sierra Leone. So yeah, I was in Paris for a few days, and I was able to.
Yeah, you know, and that's a beautiful thing because travel is the best teacher, especially for entrepreneurs. But can you tell the people what do you think the main difference? Like, you know, you had your last $200, 2 million Leon, and things started to, you know, change, and you flipped it into 10, right? But was it an investor? Was it just putting in the hard work, and then you got like a big contract, which some might say that is an investment. But I want you to, when you respond to this question, you know the amount of begging in Sierra Leone from young, agile people who are fit, but they've given up because they don't see any future. They don't see how. In the words of Nipsey Hussle, they know they're a genius, they just don't have a platform to explain it. You have a platform because you had a business and something to sell, but what was it that took you to that next level in your journey?
So Sierra Leone is so funny, right? Because we have so many smart people, and most of us are not doing great. So we see it as something out of this world. If you're doing something like, there was a time I was at this barber shop, and there was this conversation going on, like, oh, the Nigerian superstars, the Davidos and other stuff, these people are not just ordinary people join the Illuminati, because they see it as something, you know, it's extraordinary. You have to be extraordinary to do something like that. You know, it has to be something else, not from hard work, right? Because there's no platform for us, you know. Since I started to this, they have never raised 1,000 liens, which is, let's say, less than a cent of USD from any Sierra Leonean investor in my country. Nothing. There's no support from the government, from nobody, even the private sector. We are not waiting for the government to help us. We are not waiting for them to give us money. We have so many things that your government can do for people like us, right? But no, they're not doing it. So basically, it's been a rough journey for us, and I've not raised any single amount of money from up till this day. I own not 100% of my company. I just put in the work. put in the effort, smart work, hard work, be there, be consistent, and sell my products. The first thing, so I read so many books. Most of 70% of the millionaires started from sales. You need to know how to sell your product. If I take my product here and get to a supermarket, I'm not saying the supermarket gonna buy everything, but they'll buy something from me because I know how to sell to people. As soon as I get in here, I know I'll just study you and understand you things that I need to tell you for me to sell. So one thing that I did with the company is to not to follow too much profit, because we're a startup, we need to be making money every day. We do not have we do not have the capital to be to pay our workers or to do a lot of stuff to expand the way we want to expand. So what we need to do is to make money to sell our product. That's the first thing that we can do, is to sell. After sales, record some profit, reinvest it into the business. Up till now, I reinvest around 99% of the money that I get from the company. I've not been receiving salary from my company since I started. I have some side hustles that I do. I encourage any startup entrepreneur, be it here in Africa, in the West, or wherever you are, get a startup side hustle that you need to do, right? Because your business, starting a business in the first, second, third year might not be able to pay your bills, but you need to be getting something out there. So there was a time, right, I had just like 2 million yens, and that was all I had when I started the paperback business in 2018. It just started to pick up, and imagine I was working in the pure water factory making like 80 cents a day, which was less than $1 a day. So I moved from that to be making like $100 a month. And I was like, hey, if I can make $100 a month working for myself, I'll work from, if I was working for somebody in that pure water factory working like 16 hours a day making 80 cents, if now I can work 16 hours a day for myself and I make $100, and I need to double up the effort, go out there, be able to sell and grow, right? So the business had just started to pick up, and I had like 2 million leons, problems were starting to come here and there, back and forth. And what I did was, you know what? There's a friend that I hired to work. So I left him with the job and the paperback stuff. And I was like, let me expand. We just imagine just $200. So I was expanding so I can get another extra stream of income, right? So I went to the villages, bought vegetables, come to the city and go market this into the restaurant. So I was making fast money. Like, I'll go to the village today, buy, and come back tomorrow, sell. So in 3 days, I will be making like $30, $40, $30, $40. And things was like, I started to make money. I started to raise money from the business from here. I was working like 16, 20 hours a day. I was a marketer for the paperbacks. I was a marketer for the vegetables. Things were crazy, right? And that's how I've been doing it though.
And you know, you might have started off like your name says, as the stranger, the visitor, the business, but you become the pilgrim now to, you know, and going worldwide. You guys don't think I know a little bit of Arabic? You guys, come on. You know, I can hear it. But Alaji, a titled man, you come and you make this business happen. And then you said it, the key word, you read so many books. And you kept going, consistency, God blessed. And then you hired people. I want you to tell people a community give back that you're doing or one that you would like to do in the future, because this business right now, it has a purpose and it's bigger than you. So let the people know what you're doing for that community.
Okay, so basically, the whole group right now hires, we have more than 50 people directly and indirectly that we got employed, and we are working with hundreds of farmers across Sierra Leone. And when we started with the briquette thing, we were just using the bio briquette from the coconut, we were just using coconut shells to make the briquette, right? So we found out that lots of farm waste, like these are all biomass waste, rice husk, this and that, So blah blah blah. They just burn it on the field, and that emits thousands and thousands of toxic smoke, like CO2. So we are like, okay, now what we need to do is to talk to these farmers. This was supposed to be waste. They just throw it out, or they just burn it like that. So what we need to do now is to go to these farmers, because farmers in Africa here, most of them are poor. Like they are poor people. It is a job for poor people, right? Because that's what my dad used to do. So I understand it, and all the businesses that I run, I'm part of it, and I've been there. I know how these people are, what these people are going through, right? So we go to this, go to the villages, work with the farmers, and collect this rice husk from them, and we weigh it. So it's either we pay you in cash, or we give you bio briquettes, or you collect points. And with that, these people can be these people, and with that, these people are also be able to send the kids to school. And basically, we are also now seeing for the past 2 years, we've been donating 20% of our revenue, of our profit, our income profit, not the revenue, right? Because it might be gross, right? So I'm talking about the net revenue. So we've been donating 20% of it to schools. And also we started another company called Muna Green Stoves. We are providing eco-friendly, clean cooking stoves to these farmers. We are giving it to them because you cooking with cooking with wood and coal from charcoal from wood, all these things emit toxic smoke. And in Africa, most of the people that cooks are our mothers, our wives, and our sisters. And there's this thing that I read from this article I read from WHO. It says smoke kills more than 4 million lives every year. It claims more than 4 million lives every year. That's more than tuberculosis, malaria, and AIDS combined. I was like, yay, like that's worldwide. And around 700 million people in Africa do not have access to clean cooking fields. I was like, yay, yeah. And even in Sierra Leone, around 90% of the people do not have access to clean cooking energy. Even the rich people do not use gas because gas is expensive. There's no electricity. You can be cooking. I'm even afraid right now because we might be doing this thing, then the power goes off. And if it goes off, there's no electricity and there's no Wi-Fi for me to be talking with you. So we work with so many farmers. We provide jobs for these people, help them increase their income, send their kids to school, provide them with clean and safe cooking materials for them to be able to cook clean, cook healthy, eat healthy food, and be healthy, and also provide them with more income. And also we employ more than like 40, 50 people directly and indirectly. And all these people, most of the people that I employ are people that are lived on the street with. People that because we our factory is located just outside Freetown. Our factory is located, right? It's at Newton. It is a village. You can see a whole full grown man who has a family. He cannot be able to afford $1 a day, and we are paying these people. We're providing food for them. We employ these people. I don't care. Because in Africa, you can see somebody be like, okay, we're looking for an accountant with 5 years of working experience. How can you get an accountant of a 5 year working experience who's just, let's say you just graduated from college, how can you get 5 years of working experience? You cannot get that. I don't care if you have 5 years working experience, you have 6 year working experience. Even me, I've never been to university before. Just come. The first thing that I ask you, are you willing to work? Do you want to learn? Come, let's work. Let's make money. Let's improve the world. Let's make a better place for our, let's make it a better place for our future, our future generation, right? So it is on us for us to make it a better future for our generation, like how our dads and our grandfathers did for us. So come, let's work, let's make money, let's learn. We fail together, we learn together, we improve. If you're willing to work and you're hardworking, you're smart, we can learn together as a family and work together as a family and make money as a family and make it a better place for all of us.
Amen, amen. And you said so many things in there. One, what is school, first of all? But when you do go to school, which I can talk this talk because I went to school, and even here in the States, people are saying you might get a master's degree, people with a PhD, the same thing in Cameroon, that other flag behind me, you guys, when you see it. You have certain people are selected to be taxi cab drivers, English speakers in Cameroon, right? Here, Black folks can have master's, PhDs, and still be working a minimal job especially if you did not pick a degree that was, at in demand, something like leisure studies, history. Nobody's hiring for that. Nobody needs that. You can go read that on your own. But, do healthcare, I tell you people. I tell you, do healthcare if you want a guaranteed job, because we have a 2 million nursing shortage and even a more of a doctor shortage. But you said so much in that. And, again, I am a Sierra Leonean by descent. And for the last few years, while we've had this citizenship, people have come to me and they said, Kellen, I want to invest in Sierra Leone. What are the investments? You say you haven't taken, any money where you don't own the company right now, which is a beautiful thing. Do you have anything for those who want to invest, even if it's small to start? Because you know the rumors. You talked about Nigeria early. Somebody would say 419 is all through Africa. You can't trust anybody, not even your own mother, not your own brother. And it's not true, but you have to find those partners who already have something going a lot of times because people want their return. Do you have anything that is that people can invest in? Because I'm tired of them coming to me. I want to send them to you.
So Roxal Group, it is a company that is into so we're into green energy, we are into beverage industry, we are into farming right now, we're doing poultry at the moment. We just expanded into producing schooling materials like chalks, pencil. So here's the thing that I wanted to say again. We just started producing pencils from papers, no more using sticks to produce pencils. So we are recycling newspapers. Newspapers are one of the most toxic things in Africa here, because after they've been read, they just throw it away. It end up in landfills. They burn it out. It has ink in it. So that smoke is so toxic. So we are recycling that pencil to produce those newspapers to produce pencils. So we are doing so many things. I'm ready. So it's not like I don't want to get receive funds from somebody. I'm looking for people that have the same vision with me. Ruxell Trading, yeah, you might, because I'm not gonna say I'm not doing it for the money. We are doing it for the money and for the impact in society. If you want to make money, look for a problem, solve it. Solve it and make money. Don't focus on the money, focus on the problem, solving it. If you've already solved the problem, the money is going to come. So I'm looking for investors. I've been speaking with so many investors out there. But, the other thing is Sierra Leoneans do not because, the people that know you will be the last people to believe in you. Will be the last people to trust you. Because they know you. They see you grow. They feel like you're not capable of doing it. Even if being a superstar, being a footballer, being an artist, people out there need to support you before your own people at home start supporting you. I've got so many support outside Sierra Leone, and I'm getting minimum support in Sierra Leone, right? So, but I understand. Because these people see me grow I grow in front of them, and my dad is nobody. I did not came from a family that with the big surnames, My dad is not a politician. So and in Africa here, and being a school dropout feels like you know nothing. Because I'm a school dropout. I've never been to university, but I know something, and I know what I've been doing, and I've been doing it very well. I'm open for investment. If we have the same vision, I think whoever wanna invest can reach out to me. We can talk and understand each other. If you feel like you still trust me with your money, and you feel like we can make money together while saving the environment, creating a better world together, then I'm open for it. But other than that, I don't know what you want. But if you want that, I'm with you, and I'm ready to work with you. You can reach out to a lot of people that have known me, that have worked with me. I've worked with so many people across Africa, the Nigerians, the Kenyans, even the Nigerians. That's just, I've worked with so many crazy Nigerians that are very truthful, and that are, for every country you have bad people, you have good people. So you cannot judge the whole of the country because of few people that have done wrong. Even in America, right?
Yeah, of course,
people in America
who are crazy. They're mad.
Yeah, so
That Tiffy man, they will chop you up, spit you out, and then come back and ask for more. It's a global thing. It's a global thing. But before those people start bothering you on your, Instagram or LinkedIn, can you let people know where the start of that investment is? Because you've been to America, so you've seen that Americans are really good at some things, but we also think we can solve all problems. And when we come to a Sierra Leone, a Cameroon, a Kenya, Uhaligani, I always shout y'all out. When we come to these places, we think that our little money is going to solve everything. Where do they start? What's your starting investment? Because I don't want someone coming to you with small money thinking they're giving you millions of leones and they're changing your life.
So basically, with the briquettes, I want to take it international. Taking it international, we need a lot of money, and we are doing something with so many capital. It is very capital intensive because we have to deal with machines, labor, a lot of stuff. But we're looking forward to raising funds from $50,000 upwards. So if you're okay, you come with 50 grand. Starting from 50 grand, we can discuss something. We can talk about something.
Okay, you guys got the game on that, and I'm gonna be sharing this to those who are always asking, are those venture capitalists, the vultures who focus on Africa, and I choose my words as a fellow vulture. I say the vultures because you want to 10x something. Can you tell the people? Because when I looked at your thing, I'm like, how can I get this? How do we get this here? But I have on my grill, I have my main grill is a Traeger grill, which is a pellet grill. Is it possible to put your product in pellets and then we can buy it on Amazon like we buy anything else? Is that even possible or a goal?
So basically, I can do anything in the briquette sector, from pallet to briquette to this and that. It's possible to do all these stuff, right? So basically, that's why I've been looking forward to raising funds. So I was in New York last year, no, in 2021, because I was a finalist for the youth, something like Youth Summit. I won this award. I even something. For the Youth Assembly, right? Yeah, for the United Nations Youth Assembly, we even won an award at the something Young Citizen Something Award. So we went out. I went out with my business partner. She's not a business partner, with my wife, who's my partner now. So we
Awesome.
went out to buy food. So we went to these stores. We were in New York, like downtown Manhattan. So we went to buy food, and we saw this I think they are Mexicans because they were speaking Spanish and all of that. So chicken over rice. Yeah, is it chicken over rice? Yeah. So they use a lot of briquettes, and I was like, hey, I mean, it's time to use me briquette to go make money now. So I really want to take the briquette to the West, and we'll be making 10x profit if we sell it in the West, because we'll be selling in USD. But we have to meet the international standard, the packaging standard. We have to ship it. That's why we're looking forward to raising funds at least from 50 grand to 100 grand, so that we can be able, and I've been talking to a lot of people who are ready. Like now, if you go to my if I show you my our Facebook page, we have more than 300 messages from people that are saying, oh, how can we get your product here? We want your product. I saw your video on YouTube, and I want your product. I need 10 kg. I need 20 kg for a start, for me to see how it works. But we need the money to get this in international. We need the money to produce it. We need the money to meet the standard. We need the money to buy the machines, and we need the money to ship it. And after we ship it, we need warehouse or something, a storage unit to store it and distribute it out there. And it all needs to be we need money for all these things, right? And for now, we cannot afford it. Maybe in the next 2, 3 years, we can. But for now, and we really want to grow in the fast pace, because people are asking for it. People really need it. Imagine having a 21 million views video, and it's viral worldwide on one of the biggest business channel, Business Insider. And whoever goes there for business. Either you want to learn how to start something, or you love business, or you have business. something like that. That pops up on your YouTube channel, right? So on your page. So basically, the market is there for us to grow, but we still need the money for us to go international. And if we get the money, we get 100 grand now, trust me, that will be raised in less than 3 months. Because we have, in fact, people are rich. People, why we are not able even right now to supply these people? You know, most of these people own hundreds of supermarkets or hundreds of shops or more than four or five shops. People will be like, what's your is it how they call capacity? What's your capacity right now? Usually say like, because right now we're producing around 7, 8 tons a day. They'll be like, oh, I'll need somebody who can be able to provide me with 100 tons a month. And we do not have the capacity for that right now. And most of them be like, oh, okay, when you reach at that level, just reach out to me. I'm ready. I'll be ready. I like your product. Because but for now, you know, you call me for a ton or maybe a 20 ton container, a 20 feet container, and I produce and 10, 15 ton and give it to you. And it will also take me another 2, 3 months for me to prepare because I don't have the machines, the capacity. And you are not the only customer that I have. I have other customers here in my country. But if I be able to raise 100 to 200,000, that what? So I said 50 because you can get your 50. Put it in. If you see we're making money with your 50, I know you might be able to pour in another money again, you know, because most people might be afraid to come with 100, 200,000 to be like, okay, yeah, you do this. But if you give us 50 and see what we can do with your 50, then I know you can come in with 50, 100 and more.
Well, you know, a lot of times entrepreneurs globally happens everywhere. And I just had a testimonial from a friend of mine who sat in this seat, and I showed him here in Florida where to find some money. But it comes sometimes part of the plan. And so when you have your pitch deck, and a lot of times entrepreneurs with like a pitch deck, they won't have it or it won't be complete. I've seen a few in Sierra Leone, and it says everything that you need, but it doesn't say how the person gets their money back, right? Because it might not be tomorrow. It's not going to be tomorrow when they get their money. It may take, 5 years. It could take longer, but people have to see, well, we bought these machines. I trust you with the process, and I'm making an educated guess and bet that in this amount of time, I should be seeing some returns. And I love doing stuff like that for entrepreneurs because I can see it on both sides, and it's not rocket science. If I make $5, a lot of times you can at least give 75 cents to $1.50 at a high range back to that person. So that's the difference between when people see people always getting funded. It's in your pitch deck and your relationships. You have plenty of relationships. Can I ask you, what is your 10, 20-year goal? Because is it business, or do you want to get into politics? Do you want to just be able to fund everybody in Sierra Leone so they don't have to go through everything you went through, even though it made you who you are? Like, what's that goal for you? Because I see greatness in you. It's like shining on you, man.
So basically, I will not just say next 20 years. I see myself in business till I die because I love business, and I see as I've seen the greatness in it, and I've seen what it can do for you, and it's not easy though. But yeah, you can change lives with it. You know, if you're poor, I really want to be rich so that I can help people. And I'm not. I do not believe in dashing out money to people. I believe in showing you how to fish. I don't believe to just get the fish to you every day. And politics is not a bad thing. Politics is good. You can jump in and because if you believe in yourself, you know what you're doing, you can jump in. Because being an entrepreneur, I also need good politician, not good policies and all of that. And in Africa here, yeah, we see it. And if you're a businessman, you see it as a bad thing. Be like, oh, okay, I'm not a politician. I'm not going that way. I don't need to associate with myself with that. But if you think that these people are not doing it right, why not you go in and do it right? Right? But I'm not sure if I'm gonna go into politics because I don't know it. This is what I know, and this is what I think I'll be doing for the next 20 years. And In the next 10, 20 years, I want to own a very big Pan-African company, creating employment across the continent, making a lot of money, helping lots of people, and wanting in Africa. You know why I want to be in business in Africa? Because Africa, we do not produce what we use. We get all of this in out from other people outside the continent, and all these things that we get from these people outside the continent, all the raw materials comes from here. So why not produce it here and sell it to these people in the West or in the East? So we cannot be able to stand up for ourselves if we are not producing what we need, right? So if you cannot stand up against Germany, if you cannot produce your own medicines, Germany will just be like, okay, fine, no problem. We're gonna keep our medicines. Now, when you get sick, you know what you need to do. Just be on your own. We'll be like, oh, okay, we are sorry. But if we start producing our own medicine, John, we could just be like, oh, okay, no problem. Keep your medicines. We can keep our own medicines, you know. And Africa is a continent with lots of problems. That means we have lots of opportunities in the continent. And because problems comes with opportunities, even though some problems are just problems, not opportunities, but most of them are opportunities. And it is a very virgin continent. So I want to own a Pan-African company producing so many things that we use in this continent for our people. Because if we start producing things that we use, come on. Today, $100 is 2,500,000 Sierra Leonean leones for just $100. Because we change this dollar, go to the West, buy things and bring it here. We are not exporting anything to get the USD. We so much depend on importation of things and we are not exporting anything. So I see myself doing it for the rest of my life, producing things for my people in Africa for them to use, brother.
I love it. I love it. And you guys and ladies listening, one thing that Vicky Ramon has said is when we talk about investment, we should have an angel investment, company in Sierra Leone that everybody can join, because there's a lot of, foreign in investment, but we can do it. We are enough. And everything that you said about producing, I mean, I concur, amen to all of that. I don't want to give them all the game, because when you write your book, I want them to go get that book. It'll be a bestseller. I already see it. When you put your book, maybe it's book to movie, but let the people know where they can find you, where they can contact you, as well as any last words for the people.
You can get me on Facebook at Alhaji Ahmad Siraj Bah, or you can get me on Instagram. I'm always on Instagram at Alhaji underscore Siraj underscore Bah. So my last words are believe in yourself, be smart, because sometimes it can be hardworking and hard work doesn't get you anywhere, but you need to be very smart. Be hardworking, work hard, work smart. Be consistent. The other thing, you need to be consistent because it is not easy. You might fail today, fail tomorrow, but just be consistent. You know, be consistent, be smart, be ready for whatever that comes your way. And I'm sure you're gonna sail through. And I've lost a lot of money into businesses. My business wasn't doing great in 2020 during the pandemic. I was not here. I was stuck in the US and my managers, we are not that competent. And we know in Africa, you leave your business with somebody, things got shaky. I lost most of my money into poultry farming because poultry is so risky if you do not know what you're doing. And this guy didn't know what they were doing that much. And I'm not, maybe they were just careless. But I came back, I turned it around, and we are now doing very well, and the company is doing good. So just be consistent, be smart. And you might not have a lot of money today, but use what you have, do what you can, and do what you think you cannot do. Just be there, be consistent, be smart, and be ready. And lastly, believe in God. I believe in luck, but you gotta create your luck, brother. So.
Amen. Amen. You guys have been blessed by the game. I want you to like this game. I want you to subscribe to this game. I want you to check out the information in the description so you can see the parts of this whole journey that was done. Again, over 21 million views. And
And that video was shot in 2021, and it was released, I think, in early 2022. That
man,
was a long time ago.
yeah, but you got Burner Boy numbers on that video. You know, you're doing it, and it was beautifully done. And you guys, most importantly, if you can share this game with someone else inside Salon and globally, it will change somebody's life. Y'all be blessed.
Hi everyone. Have you ever been curious about visiting Africa? Which African country were you interested in? Kenya, Nigeria, Uganda, South Africa, Ethiopia? Which country are you interested in? My good friend, Kellen Cash Coleman, came up with a course called My First Trip to Africa that'll guide you through this process. It's only $20, and in this course, you'll learn about passports, visas, vaccinations that you need before you go there, as well as a budget, how much the trip is going to cost. He also talks about what you should pack, what you should take with you, how you should travel on a budget. Did you know that US$100 is worth 1,000 South African rand and over 10,000 Kenyan shillings? So imagine what you can do with $100 back home. I say back home because I'm from Sudan, I'm African, I already know how it's like. I know that, when you convert Canadian and American money, it goes a long way when you're traveling across Africa. So if you're curious, if Africa is a place that you've always wanted to go, always wanted to move there, Kellen Cash is the person to ask. Check out the course, there's a little preview you can listen to before you actually purchase it. If you're interested in this course, visit www.diversifiedgame.com. Don't miss out.
Are you tired of the violence? Tired of the injustice? Police brutality, rampant discrimination, lack of gun control in this failed biased socioeconomic experiment called America? Or maybe you need a break from the relentless grind and want to regain control of your destiny, your wealth, your health, and your purpose. DiversifiedGame.com has the right course for you. Prepare for my first trip to Africa. Looking to reconnect with your roots, start a new business, or just a fresh start. Africa, aka the motherland, is waiting. Don't let the Chinese and the Mzungus have the fun and also take over the motherland. From Cairo to Mombasa, from Dakar to Cape Town, Africa has something for everyone, from business opportunities to the most amazing people, safety, leisure, and landscapes. The opportunities abound. It is time for the diaspora to reconnect with their roots. Time to reconnect with the birthplace of humanity. Africa is the last frontier. Get your head in the game and reclaim your legacy. The writing is on the wall. Babylon is falling. Give up the stress, grind, and violence inflicted on our people on this continent and prepare for a journey of restoration and joy by connecting with the land of your ancestors. Check out our new course and kick off your adventure at diversifiedgame.com.